Exit polling from this November's election showed the economy and health care were the issues most voters identified as top priority in their voting decisions. One issue that was down farther on that list was abortion. But Ohio lawmakers spent a lot of time debating that one. While the so-called heartbeat bill and the 12-week abortion ban did pass, others didn't. One required fetal remains be cremated or buried. It passed in the Senate in January. Republican Senator Joe Eaker was its sponsor.
It seeks to promote and honor the dignity of the unborn by ensuring procedures are in place to properly dispose of aborted fetal remains.
But Jamie Miracle with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio said women throughout the state already have the choice to cremate or bury fetal remains if they want.
This bill isn't about making sure women have options. It is about limiting which options exist. It's about shaming women who choose to have an abortion and the medical professionals who provide abortion care.
The bill, which was supported by Ohio Right to Life, passed out of a House committee later in the year, but didn't make it to the full House vote. Another bill would abolish abortion altogether. It was introduced and assigned to a committee, but never went further. It was not supported by Ohio Right to Life, but nearly a fifth of the 99 House members had signed on as sponsors or co-sponsors. At the heart of all of these bills is an ideological and political divide between lawmakers over the controversial issue. Some, like Senator Peggy Lehner, a former leader of Dayton Right to Life, think it is the duty of lawmakers to pass many of these anti-abortion measures.
You know it's a living human being. Those of you who are mothers or fathers, at any point in your wife or your own pregnancy, did you think of your unborn baby as a fetus, as something other than a small, fragile new life?
There's a political reality here, too, especially for Republican lawmakers. Lori Viers is with Warren County Right to Life and the Conservative Republican Leadership Committee.
The conservative groups across the state, the pro-life groups and the pastors' networks are all in unity, full court press. I mean, everybody's tired of 8 years of talking about this and not doing it. Everybody's tired of empty pro-life promises from people at election time.
Groups that support abortion rights are also putting pressure on lawmakers to reject these bills and have held several rallies at the State House. Democratic Senator Charlita Tavares is one of those who said passing bans on abortion won't stop it.
Women will still have abortions just like they have from the beginning of time. It will just be a cruel and dangerous, very dangerous, way of doing it.
Democratic Senator Joe Schiavone read part of testimony from a sex trafficking survivor who became pregnant at the age of 11. She followed the instructions of a 13-year-old who was also being trafficked and had been in the same situation.
I chose to abort. She loaded me up with alcohol and drugs and made me take cold showers and beat my stomach until I bled heavily and we knew it was over.
The lack of exceptions for rape and incest in these bills also bothers some lawmakers. Doctors have been testifying that they've had colleagues who have moved out of state because of increasing abortion regulations. And opponents say the restrictions being passed or considered now are unconstitutional. In April, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals became the second to strike down a 2016 Ohio law that diverted federal family planning dollars away from Planned Parenthood. In 2016, Cincinnati federal judge Michael Barrett blocked the law from being implemented and declared it unconstitutional. And just a few weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected appeals from Kansas and Louisiana for a similar law that had been struck down in those states. That decision included the court's two newest members, thought by many to be the ones who would swing the court to eventually overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.